From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on another Monday morning in another edition of the Living Truth Radio program originating from the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Certainly, I do thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week, we are going to be talking about a subject that I think is a very interesting subject, a very important subject, and yet it's a very misunderstood subject by many, many people. It doesn't need to be misunderstood because I believe that the Bible is very, very clear in what it teaches about this subject, but yet we find that there are many people who, for one reason or another, just cannot comprehend it. And that is the eternal security of the Christian. The eternal security of the Christian. The way that it's expressed many times is the once saved, always saved doctrine. And you know, beloved, that is a subject that is taught throughout the pages of Scripture. And I know that there are many people who will use this verse or will use that verse to say that one can lose his or her salvation, but it simply cannot happen. If you come across a verse of Scripture that seemingly indicates that you can lose your salvation, then you are in one way, shape, or form taking it out of its context. But when you study the context of the Scripture along the lines of the eternal security of the Christian, you will find that once we've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, we can never lose that salvation. And certainly we see that very clearly from a very, very familiar verse of Scripture, John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," and here it is, "should not perish." Should not perish, but have everlasting life. The question is, do we believe what the Bible says? It says that when a person trusts Jesus Christ as Savior and believes on him, that that individual should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, if you are struggling with the eternal security of the believer, just focus on that particular phrase for a period of time. Should not perish. What does it mean? Well, it means what it says. And that's what we are going to be talking about throughout the course of this week. Now, let me say to you that as a child growing up, I grew up in a church where there were some who believed in the eternal security of the Christian, and then there were those who did not believe in the eternal security of the Christian. In fact, I had a granddad who was a Baptist preacher. But in those days, he thought that you could lose your salvation as well. And I can recall that after I had publicly professed the fact that God was calling me into the ministry and that I was going to go to Bible college, I had my Sunday school teacher come to me one day and said, he asked the question, "Gary, can you write a paper on how you can lose your salvation?" Think about that. He said, or he asked me, "Can you write a paper on how you can lose your salvation?" Well, I thought that you could lose it. And so I said to him, and his name was Tom, and I said, "Tom, yes, I would be happy to write that paper." And so I started out studying the Word of God, not reading what other people had to say, but I studied the Word of God, and in the course of the studying of the Word of God, I came to the conclusion that you cannot lose your salvation. And so the paper that my Sunday school teacher, Tom, asked me to write came back with a different contention. No, you cannot lose your salvation according to the Scripture. And I put that in that paper, and I read that paper to the class. And at first, Tom didn't believe it. But you know something? He began to study the Word of God as well. And by studying the Word of God, he came to the conclusion that you cannot lose your salvation also. It's very, very clear. And like I said, if you have a verse of Scripture that seemingly teaches that you could lose your salvation, well, then you are misunderstanding that Scripture, or you are taking it out of context. Again, just focus on John 3:16, if nothing else, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," here it is, "should not perish, but have everlasting life." And it goes on to say, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And then you drop down to verse 36 of John 3, where it says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." And so you see, the question is this: do you believe on the Son of God? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have, then you are no longer under condemnation. You are no longer under the wrath of God, and you do have eternal life. Indeed, you do have eternal security. So take the Word of God as its face value, right? Its face value, I should say. I think that one of the reasons why many people stumble over any subject of Scripture is because of the fact that they don't take the Word of God as it is written. They try to read into it, or they try to take away from it, or they try to add to it, or whatever the case may be. But believe your Bible for the way that it is written. Again, I know I constantly appeal to this, but I'm trying to be as clear as I possibly can on this very serious subject of eternal security, where it says in John 3:16, listen to it again, read it for yourself, look upon it with your own eyes. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Do you believe the Word of God, or do you not? Now, down through the years, I've heard people say, "Well, I know so-and-so who says that he's a Christian and says that he has eternal life and says that he has eternal security, but he's constantly living in sin. He's living the life of the world rather than the life of the Word of God." Well, the issue there, beloved, is not the matter of eternal security. The issue there is whether that individual truly is saved. You see, the true Christian will not use eternal security as a license to sin. The true Christian will use eternal security as a motivation to live for the Lord. And we're going to be talking about that as we go forward in our discussion and our study throughout the course of this week. And so eternal security does not give anybody the right to sin. And so if somebody comes along and says, "Well, I'm a Christian, but I'm going to do this sin, and I'm going to do that sin, and I'm going to plan that sin, and I'm going to live in sin," well, beloved, that person simply is not saved. That according to the Word of God. And we'll be emphasizing that throughout the course of this study. Now, I want to give you a definition of eternal security, and you might want to write it down because we'll be using it throughout the course of the week in this study. Here it is. Eternal security is the work of God that guarantees that the gift of salvation once received is forever and cannot be lost. Now, that's a simple definition, but I believe it's a direct definition. That eternal security is the work of God. It is the work of God, not the work of the church, not the work of mankind, not the work of religion, but eternal security is the work of God that guarantees that the gift of salvation. And who is it that gives salvation? Well, God gives salvation. It's that the reality that the gift of salvation once received is forever and cannot be lost. And again, John 3:16. How many times have I mentioned that verse in these few minutes of our broadcast? Several times, but it's so important, and it is so clear, and it is so understandable that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, say this with me, should not perish. Say it again, should not perish. Let's try it a third time. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now the question is, do you believe the Bible or do you not believe the Bible? Now again, keep in mind that eternal security never gives anybody the license to sin. And I want you to understand that. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, the Word of God says, "These things have I written unto you, that ye sin not." You see, sin is going to be and will be the exception rather than the rule in the life of the true believer. No true believer will use the concept of eternal security as a license to sin. That's not taught in the Word of God, and that's not practiced by those who are truly saved. Again, 1 John 2:1, John says, "Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not." Now, we're going to delve into this concept of eternal security more throughout the course of the week. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you 8 marks of eternal security throughout the course of the week, and I would therefore encourage you to be there by the radio, that as we study this concept of eternal security together, it will enlighten you and give you great security in the promise of God. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.